place to bring coal in to bake your shins and bind from the spit the tobacco juice in, but then you use the heater back there to warm the house with. Now our old home place, a fireplace down here, and like you say, it'll bake your shins and was pretty to look at. But then back in the, oh, that old home place, that what we call the parlor and living room. The living room had a big heater in it. The parlor had a fireplace in it.
Now the parlor was a special room that you just used when you had company or something? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, we used it most all the time. But anyway, it was the one where you had your better furniture and stuff like that. It's not, you know, you take where we are now, we have, well, it's just one room and we use it living room, complete, but.
What furniture did you have in the fire?
Back then? There's a van that folded out and made it a bed, a library table, and a squirrel cage. Atwater Kent, if you're old enough to know what I'm talking about. Didn't get no music, the program was very regular, but it made a lot of racket.
Now, what was the squirrel cage part on?
Well, your antenna.
Oh, no, I don't know that. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a later model than one, just kind of a square up here. But this first one, well, let's see, I got it for my 12th birthday. Now, when would that have been? In 24, wasn't it? We bought a radio, and it had a framework that was how big as a bee gun. And this wire wrapped around and around and around and around it. Looked like a big old squirrel cage. Of course, then a little later on, they come up with this one that's kind of flat with a wire around it, and then they put them out from the top of the house over to the barn and that for that. But now that first one had a big old, we called it a squirrel cage.
I had one when I was a kid that had a great big old paper mache horn.
Well, seemed to me like our second one even had that.
This was a gem. You could hear it or you could blow it.
Well, our second one, if I remember right, or maybe the third one, we'd already, you know, we'd got electricity. We moved up to town, close to town, electricity. And it was a good radio. But if I remember right, it had a horn. Because we had by the fireplace a, you know, built-in bookshelves with glass doors. And I fixed this horn set way up on the mantle board. And you could sit here and dial this radio, and it came out that horn way up there.
Some of those funny old things we used to have, weren't they wonderful? I know this radio I had, I never got to play. I got it because it was a battery set, and battery sets weren't any longer used.
Well, of course, battery sets, the only thing we had until the fall of 28 when we moved in here to go to school.
Oh, I got this thing when I was 35, 36.
Of course, now the first music box that we had was a Victrola.